Trails. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This week on Viewpoints.
There's so much scramble for content that all of this, where we know everything about everything.
When staying informed turns toxic, then...
I'm in my 60s, and most of my peers are like, okay, let's start talking about retirement and how we can relax and how we can do less. And this happened to be just a pivotal turning point in my career to a whole nother career.
It's never too late to try something new. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
It's me, Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. I see those dry elbows, baby. But don't worry, get moisturized right in the shower. So hydrated, you can skip the lotion after.
Don't want to see it dry no more. Skin so moisturized with Body Wash.
Look at you now, no more dry skin. Your skin gets the moisture it craves with
Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Ever feel like you can't get away from the news? Over coffee, on your commute, in the quiet just before bed, it's like there's no off switch anymore. And all that noise? It's doing more than cluttering your brain. Mental health experts now have a name for this modern-day overload: headline stress disorder. And it's more than just a catchy label. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic say this condition has real impacts on your mental health.
It's sometimes called headline stress disorder. Some people call it news anxiety. It's basically the psychological and physical effects of consuming too much distressing news content. And it can look a lot of ways. It can, you know, manifest anxiety. It can cause higher stress levels. And it can even just suddenly your heart starts beating faster. You start to feel a little upset stomach. It can trigger a lot of body responses, of course.
That's Don Grant, a media psychologist and national advisor of healthy device management for Newport Healthcare. Along with the symptoms he describes, the stress from constantly consuming news can trigger headaches, GI issues, and back pain. So how do you protect yourself while still staying informed? Where's the line? Brian McLaughlin, associate professor in the Department of Advertising at Texas Tech University, says there are some clear red flags that can signal you're in too deep.
We classify problematic news consumption based on five criteria. The first is transportation, which is the tendency to kind of get really drawn in when you're consuming the news. You kind of really, all your focus and attention's there. You're kind of not paying attention to things around you. You're just kind of focused on that news, getting really absorbed in it. The second is preoccupation, the tendency to kind of continue thinking about the news even when you're done consuming. So you kind of find your mind drifting back and kind of thinking about what's happening, what's going on, getting concerned about it. Third is misregulation. It's this tendency to kind of consume news thinking that maybe it'll help you feel better, but ultimately it makes you feel worse. Or trying to figure out what's going on, that again makes you feel worse. The fourth is underregulation, which is kind of those compulsive habits, that inability to stop doing it. Just kind of always finding yourself kind of daily developing these habits where you're just consistently doing it, potentially as a consequence of that. The fifth is interference, which is when news starts kind of interfering with our day-to-day lives, that we can't focus at work, we're having trouble sleeping just because we're either consuming the news or thinking about it so much that we're having a hard time going about our daily lives.
In 2022, McLaughlin published a study in the scientific journal Health Communication that found that a growing number of Americans are consuming the news in unhealthy ways, even describing it as a form of addiction. According to his research, more than 16% of people surveyed showed signs of being severely problematic news consumers. Of this group, most reported physical and mental health ailments, along with trouble focusing on work, school, and family. While experts have worried about this overload since the 24-hour news cycle kicked off in the 1980s, Social media has turned it into a harder habit to break. Always on, always in your pocket.
It can definitely make it worse. And a lot of it's just the accessibility of it. I mean, it's always there. One, I mean, with, you know, smartphones and things like that, you can just always get to it. But then there's also just kind of a never-ending stream with social media. You can always find another TikTok video or another tweet to kind of go through. So for people that do get drawn into doom scroll, it's always available, never-ending well that you can kind of keep going back to. So it certainly has the opportunity to kind of make the problem worse and keep it prolonged.
Grant also points to the invention of the iPhone as a driver of headline stress disorder. Before smartphones, people got their news at set times during the day from print newspapers, TV, and radio. Now, news can be consumed from anywhere at any time. Combine this with smart social media algorithms designed to pull you down a rabbit hole, and it's easy to develop a screen addiction that feels impossible to kick. To make matters worse, with the flood of misinformation, disinformation, and AI-generated content online, Grant says he's seen people get worked up over false news.
It used to be that if we saw something in a newspaper or on a news broadcast or on the radio, we could pretty much assume it had been vetted and it was believable and it was the veracity of it was good. Now, with disinformation, fake news, anyone can write anything. And we've seen this where people just write. I've seen that suddenly, you know, the Leaning Tower of Pisa fell. And there's an AI-generated image of it, and it's clickbait. Because I'm like, oh my goodness, the Leaning Tower of Pisa fell, but it's a clickbait. So we also have to be careful. And now today, all users and all consumers of anything that's digital, that's content, need to be very aware. One piece of wrong information that can be very stressful, the Leaning Tower of Pisa fell with an image, can get spread so quickly through these echo chambers on social media that it can cause so much collective stress overwhelm.
Fake news comes in all forms, but headlines about death and disaster hit the hardest and can quickly gain speed, like the viral claim about the Leaning Tower of Pisa toppling over. Whether the story is fake or real, research shows that news about terror attacks, mass shootings, and other extreme events trigger more anxiety than almost any other kind of coverage. And while this kind of reporting can rattle anyone, Grant says it's especially tough on one group in particular.
I work with kids in Newport. That's our population, adolescents and young adults. And I talked to them about this. It is everything now is news. So things that we would never know about, things that, you know, I call it being overexposed and underdeveloped for the kids. They can't handle it. So things that we would never have heard about that are concerning, but that happen in other countries or that happen, you know, things that are more localized or regionalized, something would happen, you know, in another state. Or now there's so much scramble for content that all of this, we know everything about everything.
Staying informed is important, but it's easy to overdo it. For instance, stories about murders or assaults get a lot of coverage, but violent crimes in the U.S. have actually gone down significantly since the 90s. Yet most people think it's getting worse. Why? Because when we're bombarded with bad news, even from far away, our brains start seeing threats everywhere. McLaughlin says it can be helpful to ask, is this news keeping me aware or stuck in fight or flight?
We don't think that people should stop consuming the news because there's a lot of important information in the news. A lot of it comes down to just kind of developing a better relationship with the news. And the first step is developing an understanding of what your relationship to the news is, right? And so a lot of people have these compulsive habits, but they're not really paying attention to them until the point they get to like a breaking point, right? And then they feel like the stress is overwhelming and they just stop. So just starting by paying more attention to it's helpful. We found that mindfulness is negatively related to problematic news consumption. So people that have more mindfulness in general who are capable of kind of taking a step away from the news and focusing on what's going around them in the here and now. And having that kind of break from the news is really important for mental health.
The next step? Set some boundaries, like scanning the news only over your morning coffee or after dinner. Also, stick to a few trusted sources that are fact-based and direct. Grant says that even small changes like these can make a big difference in headline stress disorder symptoms and can boost overall happiness.
Pick one or two news sources that you really trust that have proven to you that they're really giving you correct information. And just check them maybe in the morning and maybe at night, but not before you go to bed in case you see something distressing that's happened in the world. So my suggestion would be bookend or just only have a couple of times when you check the news. Set a timer if you have to. Do not be on social media or these news platforms for more than 15 minutes. When you're with other people or when you're in, you know, in real life and you're in commitment, you have commitments or you're doing other things, turn off your phone or turn off the alerts and the sound so you don't get these constant barrage of alerts of these so-called breaking news. Have tech-free periods in your home. Never have them at meals. And before you go to bed, certainly, because what's going to happen is if you see something that's distressing or dysregulating or causes you anxiety, some news story before you go to bed, it's going to possibly cause you to have disruptive or not really good sleep.
To find out more about Don Grant, Brian McLaughlin, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galante and Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, how a Detroit DJ turned a spark of inspiration into a feature film when Viewpoints returns.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar, plus linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with FlexFoam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because FlexFoam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what FlexFoam can do for you.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin Ultra Strong. You can use less, better than the rest. Charmin Ultra Strong. Your booty past the clean tech. Yeah. Salmon wave texture, it's the best. Study up, teach a lesson on fresh. Your booty past the clean tech.
Yes, sir.
Charmin Ultra Strong.
Charmin Ultra Strong with diamond weave texture cleans better than the leading one-ply brand, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Did you know that Julia Child, the famous American chef and author, didn't publish her first cookbook until the age of 49? She spent 9 years testing and perfecting recipes in her Cambridge, Massachusetts kitchen. It wasn't until age 51 that she hard-launched her public TV show, The French Chef. Travel down south to Kentucky, and Colonel Harland Sanders, the founder of the Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant chain, also found late success for his brand. He held several odd jobs for much of his life before selling his now-famous fried chicken out of a roadside restaurant during the Great Depression. He faced many setbacks while trying to franchise the concept and didn't open the first official KFC until he was 62 years old. These are just two examples out of many illustrating that age is just a number. Whether you're still searching for your true calling or just want to try something new, it's never too late. For Gerald McBride, a longtime Detroit radio host and producer, the idea behind his passion project first took shape 15 years ago after he went to a collegiate ice hockey game. He was finishing up a work meeting when a client asked if he wanted to join.
He asked, hey, you know, listen, I have to go to the University of Michigan.
to a hockey game. I'm like, really? He says, yeah, my son is playing for UMass. He's from Connecticut. He says, my son is playing for UMass. Would you mind taking me to University of Michigan and joining me at this hockey game? I said, sure, why not? Let's go. I had never been to a hockey game. We get there. It's sold out, 10,000 seats at University of Michigan as they played UMass. And of course, his son was playing for UMass. And I'm just really enjoying the game. But as I looked around, I was the only African-American in the entire arena. And I was like, really just amazed at this sport, but just wondering, where are all the black people in this game? It just had such a huge impact on me. And I left that game and I immediately got the idea for this movie. And I really believe it was just a God-given idea.
McBride didn't let his lack of experience in screenwriting and filmmaking hinder his vision. He felt a drive to bring to life this story of a young black hockey player and the challenges of playing in a predominantly white sport.
I just had this idea in my head about this story, about this black hockey player, and I just began to write on notepads and, you know, not really having any of the formal training for writing a screenplay or the right software or anything. But I just kept writing and writing because it's almost like when you get an idea for a story, you just got to get it out. So I just kept writing and writing and writing and finally graduated from the notepad to investing in the software, a final draft, and started taking some classes on screenwriting. And that's how it all began.
The process of crafting and editing the script took longer than you might expect. For 12 years, he was a radio personality and producer by day and an aspiring screenwriter by night. One person who understands this hustle and persistence is Sheila Nielsen, a longtime career consultant. She's an expert in helping people explore side interests and skills that could turn into something more.
Play to your strengths. And what are those strengths? You sit down and think about, what is it that comes easily to you? And maybe it's harder for other people. There are people who are really good at, for example, math. There are people who are good at problem solving. What kind of problem solving are you good at? So we're looking for aptitudes. And then we're looking for interests. What are the strong interests? What gets you up in the morning and makes you excited to think about it, to do it, to problem solve in this particular area?
Nielsen is the owner of Nielsen Career Consulting in Chicago. She says every interest starts off as something small and requires time, energy, and commitment to grow. She often uses this analogy.
Most of my clients have climbed up, I would say, they climbed up like Mount Everest, and they've gotten to a certain point. And then they look over at K2, this other mountain, they go, oh, I'd really like to be over there on that mountain. Well, very often you have to go down to come up again. It's not like there's necessarily a direct link across. You can cross over. You can't take an airplane from one mountain to the other.
Nielsen says that in some cases, the skills you've already cultivated can help you in your next endeavor. For McBride, working in media meant that he had a leg up in certain aspects of the writing, communication, and creative direction of the film. However, he says that making the movie was far from easy, and he found himself back at square one several times.
After I got the script to a place where I thought it was presentable, I do have some friends in Hollywood who do movies, and I would send it to them, and they would critique it, and they would mark it up like a bad report card. Hey, we think you got a good idea, but you got a lot of work to do here. And I would get their critiques back and kind of just a lot of times I was just really discouraged, like, okay, maybe this isn't for me. You know, how you just ball up the idea, just throw it in the trash. But then I'd get it back out and I'd just continue to write and write and write and take the constructive criticism and take the ideas that they were giving me and add them to the script. And this process just went on for years and years. Finally, I got it to a point where they thought that I had something worth pitching. And there were some production companies who were interested in it and talking about putting the money up for the movie. And I was like, okay, wow, this is great. We're getting close. And then COVID hits.
The initial deal fell through. And for years, the pandemic led to a standstill in film production. But McBride held out hope. In 2022, he took a risk and decided to finance the movie himself. He also secured a small business loan and got to work on production.
Not only was I the director, the executive producer, the writer, I also had to do transportation. I had to do wardrobe. I had to wear all these different hats. I mean, a lot of times it was just me on the set with my crew. I did everything but run the camera. I didn't do any audio or anything like that, but I had to learn all of these different positions. And it was great stretching this out over a year period of time so that I could really take my time and understand these positions well. I'm in my 60s, and most of my peers are like, okay, let's start talking about retirement and how we can relax and how we can do less. And this happened to be just a pivotal turning point in my career to a whole nother career. So this will be the first of more movies that I'll be doing.
In a world that often celebrates youth and speed, McBride's story is a reminder that some journeys, the most meaningful ones, are built over decades, setbacks, and second acts.
A 17-year adventure of making this movie and a work of faith. And like I said, in the movie, the theme is don't be afraid, just believe. And I'm walking that out as I continue to just kind of stand on faith and not be afraid and make this movie.
McBride's new film, Black Ice, The Rhythm, is now streaming on Amazon, Prime Video, Apple TV, and Google Play. To find out more about Gerald McBride, Sheila Nielsen, and all of our guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
During KFC $10 Tuesdays, you can get a bucket of golden brown juicy chicken plus four dipping sauces for just $10. Or see what $10 gets you at a coffee shop.
Okay, now before you enjoy this coffee, let me explain the process each individual.
Anyway, enjoy KFC $10 Tuesdays. Get your choice of eight original recipe tenders with four sauces or classic fried chicken, both seasoned with our secret blend of 11 herbs and spices. Only at KFC. It's finger licking good. Prices and participation vary while supplies last, taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Earlier this month, President Donald Trump vowed to reopen the infamous Alcatraz Federal Prison. In a post on Truth Social, he said that the updated site will house the most ruthless and violent offenders. While the structure of Alcatraz still exists, it's currently a museum and National Historic Landmark, drawing more than a million visitors each year. To reopen it as a modern operating prison would require extensive repairs amounting to several hundreds of millions of dollars. So how realistic is Trump's goal to bring it back? The island lockup first opened in 1934 and held gangsters like Al Capone and George Machine Gun Kelly. It closed less than 30 years later in 1963 because operating costs were through the roof, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Since Alcatraz sits on a remote island in the Bay of San Francisco, everything from food to fuel to water had to be hauled in. If the prison did reopen, this would likely be the case again. So far, the current administration hasn't released any specific plans or timelines, but reviving Alcatraz would require more than just a presidential decree. The federal government would have to take back control and navigate several environmental and legal obstacles. Due to climate change, the island is facing rising sea levels and potential coastal erosion. There's currently no running water either. Some critics are calling Trump's idea a distraction and just another political stunt, while others are saying it fits into his harsh immigration rhetoric. Regardless, if you're planning to visit the landmark, you may want to book that trip to San Francisco sooner rather than later. That's Viewpoints Explained. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment.
There's always a list around Hollywood of directors who can seemingly get movies made on their name alone. Think of that Steven Spielberg, Christopher Nolan, and Jordan Peele tier of brand name director. After Sinners, I think it's safe to say Ryan Coogler has added his name to that list. The writer and director first burst onto the scene in 2013 with his Sundance winner Fruitvale Station, then went mainstream with his 2015 Rocky franchise reinvention Creed. He followed that up in 2018 with Black Panther, which went on to gross more than $1.3 billion worldwide. But it's Sinners, the first wholly original film on Coogler's resume, that really cemented his place among the leading directors working today. The film, his fifth collaboration with actor Michael B. Jordan, follows the story of Smoke and Stack, twins in the 1930s Mississippi Delta dead set on opening a juke joint in one night. What follows is an R-rated supernatural musical horror drama that has entranced audiences and managed to rack up more than $120 million in the U.S. alone, chock full of awesome performances, a stunning score from Ludwig Göransson, incredible guitar solos from Miles Keaton and Buddy Guy, and with Ryan Coogler's creative stamp all over it, Sinners is both a creative masterpiece and a genuine theatrical sensation at a time when those are rarer than ever. And like with a Nolan movie, Coogler has inspired the obsessives to seek out his movie in its 70mm IMAX glory. The bigger and louder you see Sinners, the better. And if you're anything like me, you'll probably want to head back a second time to see it again. I'm Evan Rook.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar, plus linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with Flex Foam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because Flex Foam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what Flex Foam can do for you.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act. A new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Are you ready for a Northwoods Music Festival like never before? 18 artists from 13 states, 2 days, jam-packed at Big Dipper Fest. May 24th and 25th on Shady Knoll Road, featuring Dig Deep, Tyler and the Train Robbers, the Big Dipper Band, Artist at Large Kevin Tressler, and so many more. Incredible food on site from Taco Dan, Lola's Lunchbox, and CJ's Coffee and Cream. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for tickets and details. Presented by the Big Dipper and Idle Hour Resort. Dipper Fest, May 24th and 25th. Be there.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any frost to start your Sunday will give way to sunshine, highs in the mid and upper 60s in the afternoon with a light north breeze. More patchy frost will be possible tonight, lows dropping to the mid-30s. On Memorial Day, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Currently 29 degrees.
You're listening to Radio Health Journal, the trusted news source for medicine, science, and technology. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
I'm Mayan Vosta-Betancourt.
And I'm Greg Johnson. This week, how can you stop negative thoughts from controlling your actions?
We fail on our New Year's resolutions, not because we can't do it, not because we don't have the right intentions, but I believe it's because our mind and our emotions get in our way.
But first, how a former Olympian keeps up with competition as she ages.
The competition juices were revving up, and it was exciting. I'm 62 now, and it felt good to run, to win, to set the American record.
All that and more this week on Radio Health Journal.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with FlexFoam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because FlexFoam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what FlexFoam can do for you.
After 4 Olympic appearances, Joetta hung up her spikes in 2000. And though she was no longer a middle distance competitor, Joetta never gave up the athlete mindset, always pushing to be better in all aspects of life. So when her daughter said it would be a dream of hers to watch Joetta race, that's exactly what the 62-year-old went out to do.
She's a graduate of the University of Florida, so I was following her to all of her track meets. I went down to Stanford to do an event. And the team said, well, Miss Joetta, if you can run 32 seconds, you should enter the Masters race. I ran 30 seconds flat. I came back at the end of January and I entered the competition. I trained 4 Tuesdays inside. And other than that, we were outside. It was cold, either in my basement, running up and down stairs and jumping rope.
It had been 25 years since Joetta had last stepped up to the starting line. Over 2 decades since her body had been expected to train like an elite athlete. Thankfully, Joetta had continued to fuel her passion for fitness. And while that didn't make her race prep a walk in the park, it made getting back into the hang of things much easier.
I didn't have to lose 15 pounds. I didn't have to do any of that. I was already at a nice enough body weight and all of that. And the difficult part was sprinting. I don't sprint. So to get the turnover going for 200 meters, that was different. But other than that, it wasn't difficult at all because I jump rope, I run stairs, I jog for 15, 20 minutes. You know, I do some cardio activities, some plyometrics. So from that perspective, I was good.
She had 4 weeks to get competition ready, and the solid foundation of fitness she had built turned out to be a huge help. Science is showing that her muscles may even remember her old training, already primed to better perform the exercises. Kevin Murak is a researcher whose work in mice has supported this idea of muscle memory.
What we're learning more about is about this idea of quote unquote muscle memory, which is if you had exercised previously and taken time off for whatever reason and lost your adaptations, but then re-engaged in exercise later, the muscle tends to, for whatever reason, remember the fact that it had exercised before, and you're able to regain some of the benefits from the training more quickly. I think we can say that with some relative certainty, because I've done some work in that area, many others have as well. And I think we can say with some certainty that that is the case.
Murak is an assistant professor at the University of Arkansas in the Department of Exercise Science. He says that we're not yet sure how long muscles will remember past activities. If you worked out in your 20s, then want to start up again in your 60s, will that early exercise help you adapt quicker? Or does muscle memory have an expiration date? Regardless, Murak says it shouldn't deter older adults from trying new workouts.
There probably is some benefit if you had been active before, but I don't want that to be taken as, oh, well, if I haven't exercised early in my life, well, I should just not do it because there's no point. I'm not going to get the same type of benefit. That's not true. I think exercise at any point in the lifespan is going to have some beneficial effects for you. And it's definitely worth pursuing.
If you're not going to compete, it's important that you stay in shape and be the best that you can be. We believe in being the champion of your life, not an Olympic champion, but the champion of your life. And so if you're going to be healthy as you go into your senior citizen years, you have to start at an early age. So what you are now. Competitions is a mindset. I don't run as fast as I used to, but I can still run. There were people there with in their 80s and their 90s competing, long jumping, pole vaulting, running sprints. So if you put the time in physically and mentally and spiritually for your body, you'll be fine.
Though many people begin working out early in life through team sports, exercise is even more important as we get older. It's the best defense we have against the loss in muscle mass that naturally happens as we age.
This is a process called age-related sarcopenia, and this is a process that just is fairly inevitable. And it can be slowed with exercise. We know this, right? So let's say, you know, there are different estimates as to when the loss of muscle mass begins. But, you know, there are estimates as early as 30 years of age, if you're inactive, that you start losing this muscle mass, and it's just a gradual decline.
A decline that can be sped up through events like hospitalizations and broken bones. These situations often lead to periods of inactivity that exacerbate the rate at which we lose muscle mass. And as many of us know, it becomes much more difficult to be active after living a sedentary lifestyle. If left unchecked, this compounding effect can set us up for failure as we reach our later years in life.
With aging, it's different than if you were just not to be active and were to lose muscle mass. With aging, for instance, your muscle fibers are getting smaller, but you're also losing some of them. What's happening is the nerve that's innervating the fibers and telling them to contract, if you're not using the muscle, the nerve eventually just starts to pull away from the muscle fibers, from the cells that are contracting in your muscle. And so eventually those just start to go away. And so you have this shrinking of the muscle, you have this loss of fibers, and a lot of times you're losing these more fast twitch muscle fibers.
Skeletal muscles have two broad classifications of fibers, slow twitch and fast twitch. The slow twitch fibers are primarily engaged during endurance activities like walking and the low intensity movements we use in everyday life. On the other hand, fast twitch fibers are responsible for explosive and powerful movements like weightlifting and sprinting. Both types are important, but as many of us age, we stop putting our bodies through those more explosive movements. In turn, we begin to lose those fast twitch fibers. Murak says this contributes to a major threat, which is the loss of power.
So when you lose the muscle mass and the muscle is getting smaller and weaker, you're losing the force component, which is in a lot of ways related to the size of the muscle. But you're also losing this velocity component, which is really, really important for if you need to stop yourself from falling down or something like that, or if you need to move quickly out of the way of something, or if you trip, having the ability to recover and quickly activate the muscle to prevent you from falling down. If you can't do that anymore and you can't have that quick response time, that's going to lead to problems, right? That's going to lead to maybe you do fall down when you could have prevented yourself from doing that otherwise. Maybe you fracture a hip. Maybe that is sort of the slide into becoming less independent and increasing the likelihood of mortality.
So in order to help maintain your mobility and independence later in life, Murak advises to continually engage those fast twitch muscle fibers.
Now, what I'm not saying is that old people should immediately go into the gym and start doing box jumps. Not the message I'm trying to say. But what I am saying is that there are things that can be done from a training perspective to help try and preserve this really important quality of the muscle, which is the power-producing capacity of it.
Maintaining your muscle power is important for longevity, but there are also other benefits to strength training that deserve the spotlight. For one, having more muscle mass is good for your metabolism.
Your muscle is a sink for glucose, right? I mean, that's where we store the bit largest absolute amount of glucose in our body. So there's metabolic benefits to having muscle mass. It also uses fat as a fuel source. And so it's, you know, a furnace for that. And also, I mean, it's a amino acid depot, right? I mean, that's proteins are made from amino acids. If you have more muscle mass, you have this bigger storage of amino acids for whenever stressful times are upon you, and you can liberate these muscle proteins to go do other things in your body.
While it's more difficult to build muscle mass as we age due to declining hormone levels and the natural loss of muscle mass, it's not impossible. And even if your muscles aren't growing, maintaining the current function and power is extremely valuable. But again, it's important to ease into exercise and consult with medical professionals so that you're not increasing your chances of injury.
Just make sure you're doing what you're doing safely, but at the same time, also understand that your body is capable of a lot more than you think it is. And so, it's good to stress your body and do some cardiovascular exercise, do some lifting, try to be good at both if you can. Just make sure you're doing it safely.
Since Joetta had maintained her physical fitness since retiring in 2000, she was starting her training in a good place. But even with that solid foundation, there were factors she had to consider now competing in a 62-year-old body.
When I was young, I would just jump up on something. And even though I could possibly still jump up, I may not be able to spring up as fast. I'm very careful about what I'm doing. So that's being wise. I can still run. I can still jump over things, but I am not apprehensive. But I make sure that my form is correct, that I'm stretching before I go into those spaces.
This past February, Joetta entered the 2025 USA Track and Field Masters Indoor Championships. She stepped up to the starting line with a goal to do her best and finish the race, setting a new American record in the 200-meter dash for the 60 to 64 age group.
The competition juices were revving up, and it was exciting. I'm 62 now, and it felt good to run, to win, to set the American record, to have my daughter there to watch it, and it was special. And even though I cannot run as fast as I used to run, I put the work in and the effort in, and I can run where I am today. So as I move forward, and as anyone moves forward, it's not about doing what you did when you were a kid. It's about embracing where you are now.
Joetta is hoping to compete again this year in the USA Outdoor Track and Field Championship, which is set for the end of July. You can find more information about Kevin Murak, Joetta, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Coming up, why mental toughness isn't just for professional athletes, when Radio Health Journal returns.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar, plus linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
From Roman gladiators to wildly successful superhero movies, humanity has a long history of valuing physical strength. In fact, the U.S. is home to more than 40,000 fitness gyms, according to the Global Health and Fitness Association. Every day, people walk through those doors looking to improve their lives. But there's another aspect of strength that's often neglected: mental toughness.
In simplest form, when I think about someone who is mentally tough, I'm thinking of someone who shows up even though they don't want to. They endure every ounce of effort that they have. So even though on a given day, they may only have 70% effort, they give 100% of that 70. It's not always about being perfect, because that's not real. So they exert every ounce of effort they have to give that day.
That's Dr. Haley Perlis, an author, public speaker, and doctor of sport and performance psychology. She says people who are mentally tough willingly endure discomfort and even accept the risk of failing.
Even though they hate to lose and even though they don't want to lose, they understand that there are some acceptances and sacrifices. So they are willing to endure a little bit of pain, mentally and physically.
Which isn't easy. Without consistent effort, many people become content following the path of least resistance, often giving us opposite results than what we want.
Mental weakness is letting ourselves off the hook. That's very different than giving ourselves grace. I believe in giving ourselves grace, but I don't believe in letting ourselves off the hook, where you come up with any reason, justify anything to not pursue that or to give up before you really needed to.
And while these ideas are common in athletics, many people outside of professional sports don't usually think about mental toughness in our everyday lives. In fact, Perlis felt the same way until she stepped into the corporate world.
It didn't take me long to realize that all the tools and techniques that I'm sharing with the athletes that I'm working with and that I used for myself as an athlete, I need them now more than I ever did as an athlete sometimes. And again, I believe that our thoughts directly impact our emotions. And we are emotional creatures, and our emotions can get in our way in business and in life. So we need to really get our thoughts and our stories right so that we can feel more of the pleasant things, then allow us to follow through on our intentions.
She says setting goals is the easy part. It's mental toughness that determines whether we follow through on our intentions. Consistency is hard, so we need to learn how to embrace challenges instead of cowering away. Perla says it starts with changing the stories we tell ourselves.
There is a story in our minds that prevents us from following through, and that story usually begins with the word but. I want to exercise after work today, but I'm too tired. I want to close up my email so that I can be with my family, but I will feel guilty if I don't respond to these last few emails. I want to pursue this, but I want to do that, but. And that but is a story that gets in our way, and those buts create emotions that don't feel good.
So we need to reframe those excuses.
There are a couple ways, but one of the greatest ways is to look for the truth in our butts. So what do I mean by that? Going back to the examples that we already talked about, I want to exercise after work, but I'm too tired. Well, let's think about the truth. What have we been physically doing all day? Sitting. So the truth is that I'm quite physically well recovered. Wouldn't you say? I'm physically been resting all day. So am I physically tired? No, the truth is I'm physically well rested. I am emotionally and mentally exhausted. That's the truth too.
Perillus believes that finding truth in your thoughts is a great motivator, which is why she doesn't believe in the popular saying, fake it till you make it.
To not feel good enough, to have doubt, and then just to say, you'll be okay. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. In my consulting practice, I don't really hold the pom-poms up like that. You can do it. You can do it. So I offer a different strategy. I understand that people sometimes don't feel like they can do something. I am learning how to mountain bike. So that this is my new sport. I'm in my second summer and I'm learning how to mountain bike. And it's technical for me. And it is, coming from the sports psychologist, my most feared sport.
As she's learning to bike over rocks and through narrow trees, Perillus has had moments of self-doubt where she doesn't believe she can make a jump and finish the path. But instead of trying to fake a sense of confidence, Perillus leans into the truth.
I'm a good listener. I listen to what people I trust tell me. I'm also technically gifted. So as an athlete, was not the strongest person out there, but I had technique. So even though I don't necessarily think that I, you know, that the fear of the mountain bike and this current rock and this uphill get to me, I know that I'm coachable. So I listen to the person who's coaching me. I trust the person who's coaching me. I listen. And that's a little bit different than what I think other people do. You can do it. Or they look in the mirror and they say that they are that. I want you to find something that you are. You do have that skill set already. You believe it. You actually have the confidence. And then apply those skills to that challenge of yours.
Another important aspect of accomplishing a goal is motivation. While mental toughness means being consistent, even on days that you're not inspired, you still need to want to complete a task. Otherwise, it becomes exponentially more difficult to reach your goal. Perillus believes you can't force yourself to want something by pure will. Instead, she advises that we focus on activities that truly interest us.
There are parents all the time who come to me because they want me to motivate their children to participate in a sport. And I'll never forget, there was one couple who came to me because they wanted me to motivate their daughter to swim. Swimming is a 4:30, 5 a.m. wake-up call to go and the hours. And this daughter did not want to be a swimmer. It was very clear. And unfortunately, I saw it. If they continue to force her into swimming, they were going to take away her love of activity. So I offered, let's really dissect what this daughter wants to do. And she found what, you know, other things that she was more interested in doing.
But discovering what truly interests you isn't the only step. You then have to find a way to self-motivate.
If you love to learn new things, do not get on the treadmill. You already know how to walk right, left, right, left, right, left. Go and learn something new. That's how I believe we become motivated. We already know our values in life, what we love in life. So see if you can bring those loves into that activity that you want to get motivated for and connect your existing loves to that activity.
And once you're invested, Perillus says the final part of mental toughness is wanting to succeed more than you're afraid to fail.
I don't like to lose. Believe me, I don't like failure. I don't like to lose. But if we harp on the failure, if I let myself get down on myself for not succeeding, that is going to drain me of mental energy. That is going to drain me of emotional energy. And that's not going to help me be motivated to try again, to go again. But if I'm focused on that, I want success more than I want the failure. You're still afraid, but you're almost put the fear on mute because you are focused on success. And that, I believe, helps people overcome their failure. When people fall down, wanting success helps them get back up.
You can find more information about Dr. Haley Perillus and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson.
This rerun, which originally aired in 2022, is in honor of Nancy Benson. As a founding host of Radio Health Journal, she spent more than 30 years voicing impactful stories for the show, speaking directly to you, the listeners, each week. After retiring in 2023, she reignited her love of traveling and spent precious time with friends and family. Nancy, who passed in April, will forever be cherished by the Radio Health Journal community.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment. Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
It's me, Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. I see those dry elbows, baby. But don't worry, get moisturized right in the shower. So hydrated, you can skip the lotion after.
Don't wanna see it dry no more. Skin so moisturized with body wash.
Look at you now, no more dry skin. Your skin gets the moisture it craves with
Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
On your period, sudden gushes happen without warning. But now you can say goodbye to stand-up gush fears. Thanks to Always Ultra Thins with Rapid Dry technology. It absorbs gushes 2 times faster than the leading store brand and gives you up to 100% leak-free protection. Hello clean and comfortable. With Always, fear no gush.
Medical notes this week. Should pregnant women stay away from beauty products? A new study in Nature Communications has revealed that common cosmetic chemicals could affect a baby's development. Phthalates are found in shampoos, soaps, and plastic food containers. They're known to be hormone disruptors, and researchers have discovered that they may also negatively affect a newborn's metabolism and brain development. A new saliva test that can help cancer patients. The drug 5-FU is one of the oldest chemotherapy drugs that's still used today. However, some patients experience serious, sometimes life-threatening complications. Thankfully, a new test analyzes saliva samples to see which cancer patients have a higher risk of running into these issues. The research is published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. A promising step in understanding menopause. Research in the Biophysical Journal uses a new mathematical approach to figuring out when menopause will occur. This estimate could improve fertility planning and provide better information for age-related health risks. It may also be instrumental in helping women plan for hormonal therapies and interventions. And finally, here's one more reason to have an abundance of fruits and vegetables in your diet. A naturally occurring compound found in kale, berries, and leafy vegetables could be a treatment for ALS. This antioxidant helps us maintain motor function while also reducing muscle atrophy. According to research published in Acta Neuropathologica Communications, the compound slows nerve cell damage and improves overall cell function. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayan Vasta Betancourt.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar, plus linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Light a candle, pour some wine. Grab a roll, the soft kind for a little me time. Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear. Wavy edges for my rear. So let the softness caress your soul. Just relax, you're on a roll. Let her rip. Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear.
Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear has the same softness you love. Now with wavy edges that tear better than the leading one-ply brand. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.